The theater was in its 15th season of putting on plays too hard for me. Flourishing inscrutably amid the boarded-up storefronts and the abandoned cars near the waterfront, which is where we were heading. "How'd you end up on the board of a theater up here?" I said. "Closest one that would have me," Susan said. "And you want to be on the board because..." "You know I love theater," Susan said. "It was a way to be involved." "You're not contemplating a career change," I said. "No, maybe a little late for that, and I love being a shrink. But it is a great treat for me to be involved, even peripherally, in the theater." The rain was driven by a wind from the northeast, off the water. I had always speculated that the conjunction of hills and ocean produced more rain in Port City than any place else in Massachusetts. I'd never gotten any support on that theory, but I stuck to it. Coming steadily in at us, staying slightly ahead of the wipers, the rain made the window shimmer between wiper sweeps, and the oncoming traffic seemed a mirage through the sheeted rainwater. "What do you do?" I said. "As a board member? Give money, raise money, lend high seriousness to the administrative proceedings of the theater?" "You don't make policy," Susan smiled. "This is true." We were on the downtown side of Cabot Hill. The city itself below us, packed in along the waterfront, looking prettier in the rain than I knew it to be. We passed a Cabot Hill security vehicle parked at an intersection. I grinned. "Beyond here, there be monsters," I said. "The line of demarcation is clear, isn't it?" Susan said. "Is it safe coming here to the theater at night?" "There are always some of those private security people around." "If you're really timid, you can park up on the hill in the shopping center, and the college provides a bus for people to bring you down from the hill." "You probably don't park up on the hill and take the bus," I said. "No." "How did I know that?" "As a," she lowered her voice importantly, "board member." Her voice returned to normal. "I get to park next to the theater." "This is a tough town," I said. Susan shrugged. Across the intersection, the other port city began. Three-decker houses lined the streets, so close together that you could barely squeeze down the tiny alley between them. On the steep hills, the water in the gutters tumbled garbage along before it. Where the hills eased, the gutters were clogged, and the rainwater made deep puddles in the street, which overflowed onto the sidewalk. The rain had people off the streets, though occasionally I could see elderly Chinese people sitting on a roofed front porch, bundled in gray clothing, smoking and staring at the rain. We passed one of the empty mills surrounded by gnarled and rusty chain link, the loading platform sagging with decay, forklift pallets rotting on the frost-broken parking lot, surrounded with broken beer bottles and empty beer cans whose labels had faded into a uniformly faint yellow.